Shvishal Pesach Tavshin Pei Beis Learning Shemin Tzchus Refur Shlema for Esra Tila Bas Arat Tziporo B'Sor Shachoy Yisrael. My grandfather's Yartzeit also coming up. Reviv Ben Rav Chaim will dedicate our learning as well. Seven short ideas. L'Kavod Shvishal Pesach. The first idea comes to us in the Beis Aharon, the Karlin Rav. I think it might be his Yartzeit today. Yutes Nisan. Ha'emesu says the Karlin Rebbe. The truth is ki Ashisha Yomim Hemachonam Yom Hashvit. 6 days of Pesach. They're all preparation for the seventh day of Pesach. Ki ha'ikar hu ha'shvi shal Pesach. The ikar days of Yom Tov of Pesach is the seventh day of Pesach. Why? Ki hu ha'shleimus shebo amru shira. Because when did the shira come? When did the shira come? The shira, that's the shleimus of Klai Yisrael being one and together with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. The shleimus came only on shvi shal Pesach. Shvi shal Pesach is when the Shlemis came. And this kind of reminded me of idea that I just saw last night from the Shemi Shmuel. Sus v'ruch l'ramay v'yom. We'll make this one B. Sus v'ruch m'varei v'ram. Rashi famous, he says, is that the rider and the horse were together. And the Zohar tells us it was the Tsar, it was the Malach of the Egyptians. But we know that every Makkah for the Egyptians was the Yeshua and Refu for Klai Yisrael. So what was the Refu for Klai Yisrael? If they were together, the Egyptian horsemen and the horse were together as one, the Yeshua was the Klai Yisrael and Kadosh Baruch Hu were together. Hayinu Yisrael nikashu b'Kadosh Baruch Hu shenikra rochev shamayim. A Yamsuf of Klai Yisrael were all one together. And that, maybe you could say, that is the Shlemus that the Beis Aharon of Karlin is talking about. The Shlemus that Klai Yisrael had. Tavka ha'mashvit shal Pesach. Beautiful insight from the Beis Aharon and the Shemi Shmuel began to idea number two. Idea number two comes to us with Chidush Harim. Masha'ein mitzvah b'shir shal Pesach came up by Yom Rishon. Why is it, says the Chiddush Harim, there's no mitzvah of shir shal Pesach like we have in the first days? According to the Vilna Gaon, you have 64 mitzvos brought down from by Rav Chanan Wasserman, Zatzal, Hashem Kam Domo. We said in a previous year, a few years back, the 64 mitzvos you have on each night of the Seder. Why don't we have any mitzvah shir shal Pesach? Pesach matzah mor, says the Chiddush Harim, we don't need mitzvos. We don't need mitzvos. We needed the mitzvos on the first days because, right, the first day we are coming out, right? We needed the schusim. But now that we went through the first 6 days, we don't need mitzvos because the day itself are mitzvos. As Gemara says, Anida Samach Alpha Mebeis, mitzvos betelos lasulavo. In the future, the mitzvos will be batal. Because the essence of the day is so holy. Says the Chiddush Harim, the first day of Pesach, you needed those actions to create the Kedusha. But the seventh day of itself is so holy unto itself, it doesn't even need any actions to be able to bring Kedusha. It brings Kedusha himself. So the third idea comes from the Tefer Shlomo. He says, B'chol shana v'shana yom zeh mesugu lahorid lashpia tamid chasadim v'tobos la'ama b'nei Yisrael. Every single year, Shvir Shal Pesach is a tremendous day of shefa, tremendous day to be able to bring down the Kadosh Baruch Hu's abundance, to bring down tremendous chesed to Klai Yisrael. Just like he brought that tremendous chesed down to Klai Yisrael when he came to Kriyas Yamsuf, so too every year we have the ability to bring the shefa, ruchni shefa begashmis, to bring it down. And this connects to the fourth idea from the Beis Avram, I believe, of Slonim. But Yom HaKadosh Hazeh, he says, the fourth idea, he says, not only is a day of Shefa, it's a tremendous day of Tefillah. But Zeh Yom HaKadosh Hazeh, B'Sora, K'inyin Shasa, Alka B'nei Yisrael, Alashav HaShiyam, the seventh day, we know, we daven the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we daven the HaKadosh Baruch Hu for Yeshua, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Mati, Tzak Eilai, the Karol Lem HaZayam, and the HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought the tremendous Ziyad HaShemaya of the Kriyas Yamsuf. As man mesugim ol shekoechel yispad l'Hashem b'inyonim shenemar alein shein kashim kriyas yamsuf. The Jew's job and opportunity and responsibility, the things that are hard for you, the things that look like it's really hard for you, shidduch and parnas, refuz, whatever it is, the things that are kashim kriyas yamsuf for you, it's a very big day for mesugim, says the Beis Avram, to daven. Kashim kriyas yamsuf, kashim is zonos of shalat kriyas yamsuf, kashim zugul shalat kriyas yamsuf. All the things that are kashim in a person's life, whether that be a person has the channels of tefillah are opened every year in Shvir Shal Pesach to mamish daven from their heart, to daven from their soul. And this, the Beis Avram goes on, the fifth idea. He says, not only are we davening with siat d'shmayin, our ruchnius and our gashmius, they're davening for emuno. Nibishvir Shal Pesach shezochel madregas v'ayimunu ba'ashem v'moshe avdo. Hazman mesugam ol liskos la'emuno tahoyre ba'ashem v'moshe avdo. Emunus ba'ashem, emunus sadikim. It's a very big day of acquiring the emuna of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, of acquiring the emuna of a tzaddikah. Ma'yaminu ba'Hashem of Moshe Avdo. This is where the source is brought down to be able to believe in the koich of tzaddikim, to believe in to be being attached to tzaddikim. Today, says the Beis Avram, the fourth idea is to daven for what the things that are kosher for you. The fifth idea says the dafka specifically to daven for emuna and to daven for emuna ba'Hashem and for emuna ba'tzaddikim. The sixth idea, the Beis Aaron, the second idea from the Beis, right? The second idea we said from the Beis Aaron. Now we're back to Aaron Karlin, the sixth idea. He says not only the day of tefillah, not only the day of emuna, the day of tshuva. The day of tshuva. Gam avodas tshuva yish lohavin inim yuchel b'yom hazeh. It's a very big day of tshuva. Why? It says the Beis Aaron of Karlin, b'shvi shal pesach tzorech le'istakel ba'atzmo, v'la'asos ha'cheshbon shal halalu v'halalu. We know famously that Malachim said to Kodesh Baruch Hu, why do you want to bring Kriyas Yamsuf? They're doing Avodah Zarah and they're doing Avodah Zarah. You got to be a Kriyas Yamsuf for that? A person has to look within himself, said the Beis Aaron. It says, where is my halalu? Is my halalu in my kas? Is my halalu in my atzvas? Is it my atzlus? Where's my chometz? It's a day of tshuva. It's a day of tshuva. It's a day of Nachshon ben Aminadov. He brought down that tremendous shefa. He brought down tremendous shefa, but it's a day not only of tefillah muna, but it's a day of tshuva. And finally, the seventh and final idea comes to us with the Menachem Sion. Menachem Sion, I believe, is the Menachem Sion is the Rimmon of a Rav. In the past, we call Menachem Sion or Menachem Sion Zaks, but here I believe Menachem Sion is the Rimmon of a Rav. He says Shvisha Pesach is the chuppah. Shvisha Pesach doimel l'simchas nisuim. She is simchas nisui chasam nekala shoyle nekurim nekol mashal tzum mechuevan leil yitalahem. Right? Everyone, they're able to ask whatever they want. You get a bracha from the chasam nekala. Kamokin atab shir shal pesach yilachem kol mashal asachechem shatam tzrichem b'yis aguf v'chaim tov v'aruchem parnasa barchova lo yatzer tov amen kein yoratzon. Says the Rimmon Rava Rebbe, you have to look in the pasuk of Parshas Pinchas. What does it say on the shvi shal pesach? Uv'yom ha-shvi mikra kodesh, the seventh day is holy. She'tuchlu likros kol mashatam tzrichem ha-kol yinasam lechem. Just like a chasan and kala have the koyach of a bracha, and you have to be able to give, and they give the bracha. Or even though you could say the chasan and kala, they, whatever they ask from their parents, from their families, they're able to get whatever they want. So too, the day of tefillah, it's the chuppah between us and the Kodesh Baruch Hu. As we go back to the Shemi Shmuel that we started with, it's the day that we became one with Hashem. Keneged Baal Yeshua, so behind you, Yisrael, nikashu b'Kodesh Baruch Hu, shenikor rochi v'shamayim. It's the day that we became shlemus with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. The day that the chasan and kala come together. We have the ability to ask for whatever we need. So just review these seven ideas in honor of Shvisha, Pesach 7 and 7. The first idea was said from the Beis Aaron of Kalin says that the 6 days are preparation for the seventh day of Pesach. Because you only sing Shira when you feel like you're Shalim. When you feel like you're complete, then you can sing Shira. And that's when we call the Shemi Shmuel, when the Sus Varuch Vavayam, the horsemen and the horse were together, so to Kodesh Baruch Klai were together as well. The second idea we said, for the Chidush Harim, why is it that Dafka, there's no mitzvah on the seventh day? Because it doesn't need any mitzvahs. The first thing, you need mitzvahs. You need chusim. The 7 days are holy in itself. Like Gemara Nida, Samach, Aleph, Amar Beis, mitzvahs, Petelos, Allah, Silovo. The mitzvahs will be bottle in the future time. It's a fair shomo, third idea. The Radamsker says, every year we have the ability to be able to bring Lahori Glashbiya Tamil Chasem Tawas Amma Bin Israel to bring Chesed and Shefa and Tov great things down to Klal Israel. And these are introductory things, introduction to the next 4 and 5. 4 and 5, both from the Beis Avram, from the Hasidic, of the Hasidic world of Slonim. He said that just like we daven Takarish Baruch Kriyas Yamsuf, we could daven for anything that there are anything that's kosher in our lives. Kosher Kriyas Yamsuf, Gemara, right? The Gemara says that the kosher Kriyas Yamsuf to make parnasa. Kosher Kriyas Yamsuf to bring shiduchim. Whatever's kosher in your life, it's a tremendous day of tefillah. And the fifth idea from the Beis Avram, Avinu Ba'Hashem and Moshe Avdo, it's a very big zman to daven for emuna Ba'Hashem and emuna Ba'Tzadikim. The sixth idea we said, the Bram Aaron Karlin, that the sixth idea to be able to make sure to do tshuva, halol v'halolu, right? When the Melachim said, why are you going to do Kriyas Yamsuf for them? They don't deserve it. No, Kadosh Baruch Hu said, no, they do deserve it. He stole the Mesiras Nefesh, but everyone's got to do, be able to do tshuva for them. Like the Kushet Samagat says, Ezu, this is a little added nugget for the Chazara. Right, the Mishnah says, Perek Yavas, Perek Dala, Mishan Alf. Ezu, Gibar, Koivish, and Yitzro, says the Kushet Samagat, who is strong? Someone who conquers their Yetzahara. Doesn't say the Yetzahara. Yitzro, Yetzer, Shalom. Everyone has their own Yetzahara. Everyone knows what they have to do tshuva for. Alas, it's tshuva shlema, it's a very big zman to do tshuva, Shvi Shal Pesach. Especially Shabbos, Shvi Shal Pesach. Shabbos itself, and Siva Shalom brings down Shabbos Bo Tashuv. Shabbos, that's what Shabbos stands for, a day to return. Probably the seventh and final idea comes to us from the Rebbe of Rav, and says the seventh day is the chuppah of between Kadosh Baruch Hu and Klai Yisrael. The Chassan and Kal could ask for whatever they need, so too a Chassan and Kal, we could ask for anything we need from a Kadosh Baruch Hu. She was zochah b'as Hashem to all the Shefa Bracha and Siad Deshmaya for the Yom and Achrim Shvich HaPesach, Achron Shvich HaPesach, Chal Kavod, Habar Alina L'Toyva, b'as Hashem Yisbarach Shkoyach.